Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Usher. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sammy Meeks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Premisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willie Ramstall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Willie Ramstall. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a fly ball into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Premisa and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meeks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixis takes first base on ball 4. Minor moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meeks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermansky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meeks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Permisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Permisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Ramsdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsdell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ramsdell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Permisa and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta bunts towards the mound. Ramsdell fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 2 to nothing, Cubs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramsdell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 1 in the game. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littwiller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Littwiller reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Klusowski hits a fly ball into center field. Bongholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0 for 1 in the game. Minor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adcock. Minor reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mixes hits a line drive into right field. Littwiller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Littwiller. Minor scores. Mixes moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Harry Perkowski now pitching. Frank Bongholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bongholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Bongholtz hits a fly ball for a double play. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks is 0 for 1 in the game. Meeks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merriman moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan strikes out. There goes Merriman. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Meeks. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Johnny Promesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Promesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Promesa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merriman scores. Meeks scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman now playing left field. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 2 in the game. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Littwiller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Kluszewski moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meeks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley strikes out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Minner bunts towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mixes hits a fly ball into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Permisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Permisa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Permisa strikes out. Two outs. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perkowski moves to second. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-3 in the game. Usher hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermanski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Littwiller hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-1 in the game. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Promesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Minner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meeks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herm Wehmeyer pinch runs for Sammy Meeks. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McMillan bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Wehmeyer moves to second. One out. Johnny Promesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Promesa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Promesa is walked intentionally. Grady Hatton pinch runs for Johnny Promesa. Connie Ryan pinch hits for Harry Perkowski. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dixie Howell now catching. Howie Fox now pitching. Connie Ryan now playing second base. Bobby Adams now playing third base. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-4 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-4 in the game. Usher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Usher. The throw from Owen and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. One out. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Littlewiller hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jackson bunts in front of the plate. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sauer moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta bunts towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Sauer moves to third. Jackson moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-2 in the game. Merriman hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Howell reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan is walked intentionally. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Howell moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fox, and towards Ryan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-5 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Usher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.